Ladies and masculine, manly, stoic, sexy fucking men. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill Your Inner Loser show. Let's fucking go. Super quick podcast today, guys. I have one message and one message only for you. Stop being ashamed of your masculinity. Stop being ashamed of the fact that you have a sex drive. Stop being ashamed of the fact that you want to get laid, that you want to put your penis inside some women, that you want to go out and talk to cute girls on the street. Stop being ashamed of this stuff. You have a sex drive. You have testosterone. Your biology wants you to go out and meet a lot of women. If that is something that you want to do, you want to go and have a lot of sex, stop being ashamed of it. Stop being ashamed of people seeing you talk to women. Oh my God, what if someone sees me talk to girls? Then they're going to know that you're trying to have sex with women. Isn't that what you're trying to do? Stop being ashamed of wanting your goals. We can extrapolate and step back a bit and say there's a bigger issue going on here. The fact that you have goals that you want, things that you're working towards, things you desperately want to achieve, but you're ashamed of that, or you're worried about what other people might think, or you're worried about people seeing you work on those goals. Who gives a fuck who sees you work on those goals? Why do you care if someone sees you hitting on girls? Why the fuck does that matter? Why would that be something to be ashamed of? You have a goal, you have a mission, you are working on something. Why would you not be proud of that? Or why wouldn't you be proud of that? Be fucking proud of it. Be proud of the fact that you have testosterone. It's your superpower. It is the reason you will get shit done. It is the reason you will go out, crush your goals, build something special, contribute to the world, make the world a better place, touch the lives of all the girls that you date, or the vast majority of them. You can't change everybody's life, but leave most of the girls you date better than you found them. Your testosterone, your goals, your masculinity, your manliness is the fuel that will help that happen, or will make that happen. Be proud of the fact that you have strength and power. Stop trying to hide it. Stop trying to be a nice guy. Stop trying to be Mr. Agreeable. Stop trying to be politically correct. Fuck's sakes. I see some of you every now and then I will get some email from someone saying, Andy, you're too blunt. You'd get more of an audience if you just weren't so blunt. Fuck that shit. Go suck a fat cock, faggot. That's all I have to say with that. Say to that. Stop caring what other people think about you. Stop caring what other people think of your goals and the things that you're working on. Stand fucking tall and other people will respect you. And the people who don't can go fuck themselves. There are too many people in the world telling you, bombarding you with messages, especially the media and shit, that you should be ashamed to be a man, that you shouldn't have a sexual desire, that you shouldn't want to go out and date a lot of women, that you shouldn't try to be having a lot of sex. You're using women if you do that. Nobody said anything about using women. At no point did I tell any of you to go out and use women. In fact, how many times do I say, leave girls better than you found them, add to their lives, give them a little bit of advice and mentorship if you want to, have some nice, fun, fucking sex with them and hang out afterwards and give them a good time. Do all the things that I talk about, especially when it comes to keeping them around, which is generally speaking, just be a decent human being. I push that. I talk about that all the damn time. Stop thinking that if you have casual sex, you're using women. If you're not using women, then you're not using women. If you're using women, then yes, you're using women. So here's the trick. Just don't use women. If you want to know what that looks like, as I said, just be nice to them. Bottom line is, stop being ashamed of your masculinity. Definitely stop being ashamed of the fact that you want to have sex. If you want to have sex, admit it to yourself. And I'm sure this video, a bunch of you are going to watch and you're going to go, do you know what? I just haven't admitted to myself that I want sex. I'm still holding back. I think it's wrong. I want to have a lot of sex, but there's something in my mind that says this isn't okay, or this is shallow, or, you know, this isn't a noble goal. It's a shallow goal. No. Getting laid makes you a better man. I've done an article on that. Go on my website, killyourinnerloser.com, search for how getting laid makes you a better man. I listed like 15 fucking ways getting laid a lot makes you a better person. Really achieving any goal makes you a better person. Going for something that the vast majority of people will never try and achieve, that makes you a better person than you were before. So stop being ashamed of the fact that you want to get laid. Just admit it to yourself, because you're never going to go all in. You're never going to build a decent sex life if you hold back. Why would you ever achieve a goal if you think that goal is shallow? Your brain won't let you. Your body won't let you. You'll hold back. You'll resist. You'll make excuses. You won't go all in. You won't try as hard. The second you hit a hurdle or a stumbling block, you will quit, or you will, you know, crawl into the fetal position and go, oh, somebody saw me hitting on girls and told me that that was shallow. Oh, I can't do this anymore. Or some girl rejected me really badly and told me that I'm shallow for wanting lots of sex. I can't do this anymore. You are going to hit so many fucking hurdles on your journey to building even just a decent sex life, let alone an elite level sex life. If you want an elite level sex life, you have to be okay with the fact that a lot of people will tell you that you're shallow. A lot of people will try and talk you out of this goal. We call those people haters. That will happen with any goal. If you try and get down to abs, lose a lot of fat until you have abs, people will tell you that that's shallow, that you're just doing it for shallow reasons. If you try and build a business and make a lot of money, people will tell you that's shallow. Money is shallow. Money is the root of all evil. Why are you trying to make a lot of money? No matter what your goals are, you are going to have haters. You are going to have people that try and talk you out of it, that tell you that you're shallow. That's called crab bucket mentality. They're trying to pull you down to make themselves feel better. And especially with women, you are going to get a metric fuck ton of people telling you that getting laid is shallow. It's shallow if you decide it's shallow. It's more meaningful if you make it more meaningful. So stop pussyfooting around. Decide that you want to get laid, or you want to lose weight, or you want to make money, whatever the fuck your goal is. Decide that that is your goal. Go all in. Stop caring what other people think, because at the end of the day, other people don't fucking matter. They don't. You are the only one who is with yourself 24/7. You are the one that has to go home and look yourself in the mirror and justify to yourself why you haven't achieved your goals. Nobody else fucking matters. Nobody else really fucking matters. You're the one that has to look in your own eyes and go, I didn't try hard enough. I didn't go all in. I was scared of what other people said to me or would say to me. I was scared of my masculinity. I was scared of looking shallow. I was scared of being a toxic, you know, toxic masculinity. All of that nonsense is just that, nonsense. So go out there, decide you actually want to work on your goals, decide that you're going to work on your goals, stop being ashamed of your masculinity, be fucking proud of it, be fucking proud of the fact that you have testosterone, that you have that fucking fire inside that makes you want to do things, that makes you want to go out and crush the fucking world and crush your goals and build shit and smash shit and achieve greatness. That's your fucking testosterone. That is your greatest superpower, and you are being ashamed of your greatest superpower. Stop it. Be proud of your masculinity, be proud of your testosterone, and for fuck's sakes, go out there and crush your fucking goals.